Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Shar. How may I help you?
Shar, this will be a little bit strange, but I'd like you to bear with me and listen carefully. My name is Rich Sternberg. I completed some sort of survey. I think it was for Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they said you get some sort of gift. So I sent away for this. I wish I hadn't done this, but I hit the button for an amplifier Wi-Fi gadget. An amplifier Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me so far?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you hear me clearly or not?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, because I'm on a phone that's pretty awful. So the order number I have here, do you want the order number?
Start out by giving me your zip code first.
08822.
All right, and may I have your first and your last name?
Rich Sternberg.
All right, thank you so much for confirming that. And could you also verify your address?
72 Old Clinton Road, Flemington, New Jersey, 08822.
All right, thank you. Now you can continue.
Okay. So when I did this, your company asked for a credit card. I put the credit card on there. It's a Barclays credit card. Now, Barclays is a horrible, horrible credit card company.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, I have three different accounts because I like airline mileage to accumulate. So this one was Frontier. And what I did was I put that charge for $7.45 on the card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Barclays, in its inimitable idiocy, decided to decline without asking, which is why I closed out the account. However, upon returning home after several days away, I found that the Wi-Fi package came to me. So even though this idiot company, Barclays, refused to give you the money, I owe you $7.75. And I'm totally honest. I'm as honest as anybody you can speak to. I'm sure I make more mistakes in a week than you make in a month, but I don't do that much.
I understand.
So I owe $7.75, but the card I closed because I don't trust Barclays in that case. But one of the things that was very disappointing was your company added $49 or some other ridiculous charge.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of that?
Yes, sir. I definitely am aware. I'm looking at your account right now. I do see the Wi-Fi booster, the one that you did, order the 745 one. So what happened with that is they give you 48 hours after, you complete everything on your end. They give you 48 hours to call back and decide whether or not if you, want to continue as in getting yourself added in a membership. The membership is the $49.97 amount.
I don't want any membership. I want to pay $7.45. So
yes,
here are your choices. Listen carefully.
Mm-hmm.
It's Barclays' fault. It's not my fault. I had no idea they were declining until this statement comes. So here's what you can do. You can either accept $7.45 and close out my account, or I'll just let it go and I'll just say, you lose. But I'm honest, and I'm calling to give you $7.45. If you want $49, just close the account, and you'll just have to suffer the $7.45 loss.
Yes, I definitely understand, but honestly, we're not even allowed to take payments over the phone. We're just only allowed to just deal with the account. But if you would like, I could go ahead and close out the account for you.
Yeah, so we're just going to forget about the 745?
Yes, sir. Just
okay.
Due to the fact that I'm not allowed to actually, take the payment.
Okay, listen, that's your, see, like I said, I don't cheat anybody.
Mm-hmm. I definitely understand.
See, here's one of the things I like to say to people, and if you think this is rude and disrespectful, I want you to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't behave like Donald Trump. I don't cheat, steal, or scream, yell, and curse at people. If you think that's rude and disrespectful, why don't you tell me?
Sir, it's okay. I definitely understand. It's not rude.
I don't think so either. I don't like people who cheat, steal, and lie. Do you?
Yes, sir. No, sir. I don't.
Anyway, so if you want to close the account, it's fine with me. I was fully prepared to give you $7.45. You understand that, right?
Yes, sir. I do.
Okay. So your choice is to do nothing and just close the account?
Yes, sir, because honestly, I'm not allowed to, you know, actually take payments over the phone. I'm just
okay.
only allowed to just look into the account and just see what's going on with
well,
it.
Well, let me ask you a different question. Should I send $7.45 to this address in Pueblo, Colorado, or shouldn't I bother doing that?
I would say just don't even worry about it. Or if you do still
okay.
want to...
Okay, let's just forget about it then. Thank you. I
You're
mean,
more
listen,
than
I,
welcome.
I'm, you can see I'm trying to do the best I can to be the best I can.
Yes, sir, I do. I definitely understand.
Okay, just close the account then.
All right. I went on. I got that
Thank
account
you.
Closed for you. And would you like the closing number, the closing ID number?
No, no.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful morning.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.